I'll tell you what has happened in the background here at the station. We've just had a delivery from Bakels because it's obviously that time of the year where it's the Bakels Pie Awards. And Corey has just received a box, a cardboard box full of piping hot pies. Oh, I'll turn your mic on, eh?
Yeah, good morning, John.
How's it going? Right place, right time.
It's been a long time since we last did this together. But yeah, note the pie awards, they're just around the corner, and they did just give us 6 pies to test out.
Yeah, have we got all the classic flavours in there?
Oh, look, I bought the most classic flavours in the studio with me right now. Bacon and egg.
Yes.
Potato top. Mm-hmm. But also one, you know, chicken and veg, just like, you know, kind of...
Yeah, I mean, still pretty classic. Corey, do they supply a press release? When
is the... They did the... Oh, see, read this, mate. Read this in the morning. It's just it's a...
Deer pie fan. You can't beat the aroma of hot pies, and today at the Bakels NZ Supreme Pie Awards Judging Day, we'll be surrounded by hundreds of pies. It doesn't get much better than that. But how far would you go for a pie? Would you just go to another suburb, or would you make the road trip and hunt down all the Bakels NZ Supreme Pie Award Gold Award pies from 2023? Potentially.
That could be a whole show, to be honest. That's a road show for pies, yeah.
This is a hefty old presser, but obviously they're judging now. That means the awards can't be too far away. Where are we? July. Maybe we've got some awards in August, which is pretty exciting. But we've got pies here, mate.
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you want to try one?
Yeah.
Do you want to split one? A knife? Do we have a knife or anything?
I think...
You're going for a whole pie?
Not for a whole pie. I'll break it in half with my hand.
All right. The news team...
The classic.
Do you guys want to grab a pie and split a pie?
You want
to...
Yeah,
we'll grab
it. All right.
Yeah.
Get in there. Yeah. May as well.
All right. So I've just... Oh, mate. There's a whole tomato slice with that one. We're trying the bacon and egg, guys.
Oh, classic breakfast pie.
All right, let's have a...
This is not scripted, by the way, people. This has just happened, okay?
Oh, it smells lovely, though. You've just had a big old bite there, Johnny. First thoughts. A couple of people have come into the studio with a vegetarian.
My first thoughts are no one wants to hear me eating food on the radio.
Okay,
wait a second, I'm just going to move some music around, guys.
I've also taken a bite of the bacon and egg, and this is great.
I just want to shout out Atomic for the wake-up call. And... Thanks, Atomic. Great one.
Yeah, imagine that. We've got a show to do. Damn it.
We'll put some Nathan Haynes on underneath us. Well, Newsteam, what do you reckon about us getting these little press kits and PR sort of like goodies?
Say less, honestly. What a win.
This is a great start to the day. I can rate the vegetarian pie as being quite good and quite a breakfasty one as well.
Yeah. I reckon this bacon and egg is like really doing it for me.
It's very buttery. Mm. It's almost got a bit of cheese in it.
Great pastry, great egg. Yeah. Nice bit of tomato in there, right amount of bacon. They don't actually say who these pies are made by. They're just kind of like...
I want to know. I want to know where these pies have come from. Where in the country?
Who are we thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
I think at this point we just give a shout out to Bakels,
who
are the pastry supplier for all these wonderful pies.
Great pastry for how many years they've ever existed for. Thank you so much.
All right, shot team, let's eat some pies and turn this music up.